Well, Britain expects its force to be in action within days. There'll be talks later today in Paris between the European Union, the United Nations and the Arab League. And NATO has sped up its planning, but is still unsure if it'll take on a military role. From London, here's our correspondent Rachel Brown.
The UK's Prime Minister David Cameron told the House of Commons Britain will be supporting the no-fly zone provided for in the UN resolution.
Britain will deploy tornadoes and typhoons as well as air-to-air refuelling and surveillance aircraft.
Former Royal Air Force pilot Andrew Brooks explains the tornado's capability.
The tornado is the one you want, if you like, for taking out villains on the ground. It's got an awesome, if you like, reconnaissance capability. It has missiles on board that can take you out on your motorbike and not the person behind you, 25 yards behind.
France, which has been spearheading moves for a no-fly zone, says things will move quickly. French government spokesman François Balvois.
Strikes will take place rapidly. You'll understand that there's no question of talking as early as this morning about when, how, which targets or in which form.
Colonel Gaddafi responded tactically by announcing a ceasefire, potentially making life awkward for those countries in the thick of military manoeuvring. But European leaders say the threat on the ground hasn't changed, despite the ceasefire promise, and say they're pressing ahead. UK Prime Minister David Cameron again.
Well, we will judge him by his actions, not his words. What is absolutely clear is the UN Security Council resolution says he must stop what he's doing, brutalising his people. If not, all necessary measures can follow to make him stop.
Shortly before the UN vote, Colonel Gaddafi was launching a preemptive attack.
This is craziness, madness. The world is crazy and we will be crazy too. We will answer them. We will respond. We will make their life hell. They will never enjoy peace.
So rebels in Benghazi think his promise of a ceasefire is a stalling tactic. Analysts, too, are sceptical. Barak Sina is a research fellow from the Royal United Services Institute.
Here's an individual who is caring primarily about maximising his own power and surviving and extending his rule. He is a master survivor.
As well as Britain and France, Belgium, Spain, Italy, Norway, Denmark, the US and Canada have all put their hands up to help with military resources or logistics. NATO may well decide, with so many member states willing to do the work, it can afford to sit back for the time being. The alliance says it's speeding up its contingency planning, but there's no decision yet on whether it'll play a role in the military operation. Britain has been at pains to point out this won't be another Iraq.
There will be no foreign occupation of Libya. The people of Libya don't want that. Neither do the UK, neither do our allies. It is not going to happen.
Richard Ottaway is the Conservative chairman of the Foreign Affairs Select Committee.
This is a humanitarian resolution in the United Nations designed to protect the people of Libya. It is not designed to result in regime change.
But the EU's High Representative for Foreign Affairs, Baroness Catherine Ashton, says that's what everyone is hoping for.
I hope that Gaddafi will go. I hope there will be discussions then about a democratic government. I hope the people will be able to choose their leadership.
Later tonight, France's Nicolas Sarkozy is hosting a summit of EU representatives and the UN Secretary-General Ban Ki-moon. The African Union and Arab League are also expected to attend to thrash out what role they'll have in the no-fly zone. This is Rachel Brown in London reporting for Saturday AM.